Hey babe, I'm so sorry that I didn't get your message in time. I was already on the bus home when I got it. But I listened to it just now, and fuck, it made me so fucking horny. Really, right now. But fuck. I hope that they will get off soon. You want to come over later? Finish what you started? I promise I'll make it up to you. I mean, I didn't do what you asked, so. But I did actually buy something that you might like. It's not a dress, but I'm still pretty sure that you will like it. What you told me in that message. Yeah, I agree. That sounded really nice. We should do that tonight. Or, actually, as soon as possible. Damn. Now I hope that you'll get this message in time. And come over. Damn. I hope that guy gets off at the next station. I am so horny right now. I can't wait to tell you. I don't even know if you can hear this. He just got off. I'm sitting in the back row of the bus, and there's only two rows in front of me. And I hope he doesn't hear me. That message of you was so naughty. You made me so sitting here next to a stranger on a bus. I think you owe me for that one. I mean, that's so mean. Why would you tell me to touch myself when I have nowhere to go? I couldn't do it. But I wanted to feel your hands between my legs. Damn. I want more than your hand. I want teasing me for so long with your message. I just need to touch myself somehow. But I'll be on this damn bus for another 10 minutes. Fuck, I can't wait that long. Fuck yes. I just figured out that I can reach my clit when I put my hand in my pocket. Shit. Now I'll have to be careful that no one I'll try to be a good girl now and touch myself a bit for you, just like you told me to. Sitting two rows in front of me. What should I do if he sees what I'm doing? It's so long until I'm home. I can't keep quiet that long. You're waiting for me at my place. Please be waiting for me there. I am so horny right now. I would just rip our clothes off and sit on your lap. Sitting on your lap with your hard cock sliding into me. Just turned around and looked at me. I guess he heard me. Oh, God. He just put his book away and closed his eyes. That fucker is trying to listen to me. You see what you did to me with that voice message. You told me to be quiet, but you made me continue anyway. I mean, you know that I can't be quiet. Even when I try to. You either didn't think this through, or you wanted me to get caught. You are so mean to me. I am here doing what you tell me to do. And now I bet that this guy wants to fuck me too. If you're not home, maybe I should ask him. Oh, God. Sorry. That was stupid to say. I want you to fuck me, not anyone else. I'm just so horny right now. I can't even think straight. He heard me. Oh, dear fuck. He's going near. He's walking towards me. Oh, no. What should I do? I can't go anywhere. Fuck. Hi. Can I help you with something? Oh, Jesus Christ. No. I was not touching myself. You must have imagined it or something. I would never do something like that. Sure. You can sit here. I mean, there is free space on the bus, so I don't understand why you would sit next to me. But whatever. Sir? Why is your hand on my knee? Thigh. Are you? needed our help. I told you I wasn't. God. Why are you doing this? I wasn't struggling. What the hell? No. I don't need your help. Well, of course it feels good. You're touching me. Should stop. Yeah, you should. You really should. Fucking do this. Why? First of all, we're in fucking public, and it's illegal. And second of all, I have a boyfriend. Yes, it matters to me. What great fucking timing. You see, this is my stop. So, if you would mind and move your fucking ass, then I'd be very grateful. I would recommend you not to do this to strangers. I don't think your pretty face would make it out alive in prison, so you should watch out. So maybe just think of what you're doing next time. I mean, you just got lucky with me. I'm insane. So, I won't report you, but someone else would definitely.